From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Egyptian army troops and tanks have taken positions in the main square in Cairo after a night of clashes between anti-government protesters and supporters of the country's president, Hosni Mubarak. There were sporadic bursts of gunfire heard overnight. Egypt's government says the violence has left at least five people dead so far and more than 800 wounded. NPR's Corey Flintoff is on a hotel balcony in Cairo overlooking the square, and he tells us it appears that pro-Mubarak groups are preparing for another day of showdowns.
I'm looking down on a checkpoint that's manned by pro-Mubarak demonstrators, and what I'm seeing and what I've been seeing all morning is hundreds of men lining up at this checkpoint to enter the street that leads into the square. I've seen men carrying cardboard boxes and bags, and there's no way to tell what they're carrying into the area, whether it's food or whether it's weapons of some sort. But there seems to be a fairly well-organized effort to fill the street that leads into the square with pro-Mubarak demonstrators.
That's NPR's Corey Flintoff in Cairo. In the capital of Yemen today, thousands of demonstrators have gathered, including groups for and against that country's longtime president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. The protesters include large crowds of university students who are calling for Saleh and his government to resign. In a move to head off the kind of unrest being seen in Egypt, Saleh has said he will not run again when his current term in office ends in 2013, nor will he anoint his son to succeed him. He's been in power for nearly 32 years. The cleanup is underway from the powerful winter storm that dumped up to 2 feet of snow on areas from the Rockies to New England. Snowblowers are being used to clear sidewalks in Milwaukee. In Watertown, Massachusetts, Melissa Kerr is grumbling about all the snow and ice there.
I hate winter. I hate snow, the train's slow, people drive slow, nobody knows how to drive. School's closed, which means my son is home. It's just no fun, and it's never ending.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston says the storm has ended, but it has left some dangerous conditions in many areas.
Even more of a problem than roads are roofs. Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency spokesman Scott McLeod says many have already collapsed.
Even light, fluffy snow on a flat roof tends to act as a sponge and just sucks up that water, adds additional weight to already stressed structures, and caused a lot of the problems that we saw. And, you know, certainly we don't want folks to let their guard down.
There are at least a few days to try and clear what's already fallen before the next storm arrives this weekend. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
The National Weather Service says in the wake of the storm, many areas of the country are experiencing frigid temperatures today. This is NPR News. The massive cyclone that has raked across northeastern Australia has destroyed or damaged hundreds of homes there, but NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports there have been no reports of any deaths or major injuries from the storm.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard went on television to offer assistance payments to affected residents and government help in rebuilding.
I want to say to the people of Queensland and to the people of the nation generally that we will rebuild. We will rebuild from the floods. We will rebuild from the cyclone. We will rebuild from anything that nature throws at us.
Floods in Queensland killed more than 20 people last month. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Manila.
The Senate has defeated a proposal by Republicans to repeal the new health care law. The outcome was expected, but Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the effort helps keep the spotlight on a law that Republicans believe is seriously flawed.
Move beyond party affiliation to look at the facts alone. If everyone in this chamber did that, we'd repeal this bill right now.
But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid disagrees. He says scuttling the law would have a negative impact on millions of Americans.
It would kick kids off their parents' health insurance. It would take away seniors' right to a free wellness check. It would force seniors to pay more for their prescription drugs. It would raise taxes on small businesses and add $1.5 trillion to our deficit.
One of Reid's Democratic colleagues, Bill Nelson of Florida, is introducing a measure to urge the U.S. Supreme Court to move as quickly as possible to settle disputes over the constitutionality of the health care law. Two federal judges have ruled that the law is unconstitutional. Two other judges have upheld the law. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.